You will listen to a university lecture on Halley's Comet. Listen to the lecture and answer questions 1 to 10. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Listen and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello class, today's astronomy lecture is about Halley's Comet, named after the person who discovered it. Halley's Comet is among the most talked about celestial bodies in the galaxy. Scientists and astronomers often refer to it as a periodic comet, since it moves close to the Earth once every 75 years, so a human may be able to see it once or even twice in a lifetime. The latest observation of the comet was in 1986, and it is expected to be visible again sometime in the mid-21st century. When Edmund Halley first spotted the comet, he was baffled to see that the tail of the comet left a clear mark in the sky. Upon further investigation, he learned that there were reports of other comets near the Earth in 1501, 1607 and 1682. Halley noticed a pattern in these appearances and concluded that all of these comets were, in fact, the same comet. Furthermore, he estimated that the comet would return in 1758. Even though Halley never lived to see the comet again, he paved the way for studies to be conducted on comets. As a result of his discovery, astronomers were able to deduce that there were some comets which revolve around the Sun. According to the European Space Agency, the first observation of Halley's Comet took place sometime in 239 BC. Chinese astronomers also noted the appearance of the comet in Shi Qi and Wen Chung Tung Qiao chronicles. However, there is another study which has revealed that the first observation of the comet was made in 466 BC. Halley's Comet would also return during 164 BC and 87 BC. These appearances were documented in Babylonian texts, which are currently preserved at the British Museum, London.
Before you listen to the rest of the lecture, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now, answer questions 6 to 10.
In those days, astronomers believed that comets were a harbinger of doom, since disasters and disease often followed the spotting of a comet. On the other hand, there is evidence that the comet is also seen as an indicator of power and divine intervention in Europe during the Renaissance. Halley's Comet has been mentioned in one of Shakespeare's most famous works, Julius Caesar. A phrase from the book goes, "When beggars die, there are no comets seen. The heavens themselves blaze forth the death of princes." In the years that followed, while some scientists and most of the clergy believed that the universe was geocentric, Nicolaus Copernicus was the first to state that the Earth and other planets revolved around the Sun. Astronomers took a while to get to grips with this heliocentric theory. However, once they understood what it meant, it became the prototype for track movements in the solar system. Well, it will be decades before we can send a new spacecraft to explore Halley's Comet from a closer range. There have been many successful missions which have helped our understanding of the celestial traveller.